my sister, Liz Zanell, who is really my niece. She's my brother's daughter, but my mother and father legally adopted her so that her mother would feel sure that she'd be taken care of when she moved from here to Cleveland. And of course, I think it was both sister and niece. She calls me Uncle Lonnie, however. But we are very close. We're the only two of us left, so we have to be looked after each other, I guess. Maybe that's one reason I'm here now.
Is your wife from Memphis?
No, she's a Texan. Maybe you couldn't see that really part of it.
Couldn't see what?
The wild and the woolly front. She's talking. She wouldn't hear. She'd jump on me. She heard me say this. But anyway, she's from Texas, Nacogdoches, Texas.
Where are her parents from? Are they from Texas?
Her parents are from Texas, yes. They were.
Yeah. How old is she?
My wife?
Yeah.
Oh, she's 54. May 3rd, 1921. Pardon, March 3rd. Put in the May.
What religion is she?
We attend the same church whenever she attends. Again, well, let's leave it like that because she doesn't really go to church very much. But she is a member of Second Congregational Church.
What kind of education does she have?
She has a college degree, Bachelor of Science in Home Economics, and she's almost a master's degree now. She's doing it at Memphis State.
Oh, great.
Right.
Wow.
She will be going back to school this fall again because she teaches it. She teaches art at Central High.
So you know Mr.
Oh, yeah, she's been.
He's a really good,
here's
a man.
Is that right? Honestly,
parents,
yeah.
Wedding.
Is that right? Yeah, I'm always kidding about it. I know Mr. I know the name through a brother who was up here at Covington. And I was a jewelry salesman at that time. So I went all over, you know, trying to inveigle principals to give me the jewelry business.
You told me you had traveled some, is that
right? Oh, yes. I did this until 1971.
Mm-hmm.
That was my occupation prior to that. That's how people thought I got wealthy one night. Because I had three children that broke me. His daughter's going to school. It was $50,000, just boom, like that. So.
Where did your girls go to school?
One went to Fisk University, that's the younger one. The older one went to Indiana State and then Lincoln University, Missouri. And later, the teacher's college in Washington, where she got a degree.
Mm-hmm. How old are they?
The older one was born in September 17th, 1943, so she was 31. She'll be 32 this year, and the younger daughter will be 29. She's 3 years younger, and the son is 22. Will be 23 in September.
How long have you lived in this house here?
Since 1946, actually 1947, because this we moved in. This was shortly after Diana was born. She was born a day before Thanksgiving, because we were living on. We moved over here immediately after that because the house was under construction at the time.
Is this the longest that you've lived in a house? About 30 years, close to 30 years? 38 years?
In one place, yes, because I started traveling when I was 24.
Yeah. When you were growing up.
Yeah, because my parents live right down the street, which is, of course, that's. I inherited that house at that demise, and, but as far as the property itself is concerned, the property has just been, you know, in the family that long. Made a impression of my great grandmother who owned this one, because. But as far as my own residence in one place, I've lived here longer than any place else.
Could you kind of draw?